The United States is entering a historic economic moment, and some people think Vermont might be uniquely positioned to capitalize on it. Over the next 20 years or so, baby boomers nationwide will bequeath an estimated $124 trillion to their heirs. Economists say that represents the largest transfer of wealth in modern human history. Vermont is among the minority of states with an estate tax. It's also one of the oldest states in the nation, and that means that the great wealth transfer could have significant implications for state revenues in Vermont. Vermont Public's Peter Hirschfeld has been looking into the numbers, and he's here to tell us what they all might mean. Hey there, Pete.
Good afternoon, Mary.
What is an estate tax? Let's start there.
Yeah, so an estate tax is something that the state or federal government assesses on a person's assets when they die. Now, there are very few people that actually pay an estate tax, and that's because in Vermont, the estate tax only applies when a person's assets exceed $5 million. At the federal level, the estate tax exemption is even higher, $15 million for an individual. So we're talking about a tax that really targets only very wealthy households.
Okay. Well, what's happening to estate tax revenues in Vermont right now?
Now is something we have never seen before in this state. During the last fiscal year, estate tax revenues came in at more than $55 million. That's more than double the previous annual record. And it's putting a little bit of a spotlight on a revenue stream that doesn't usually get a lot of attention.
Well, that is a huge, significant windfall in a state the size of Vermont. So is that going to become the norm from now on going forward?
Maybe not the norm, Mary, because last year's bump was the result of one very large estate. But state officials and economists say we are entering an era when the estate tax is going to take on new significance as a revenue stream. A huge percentage of the wealth in this country and in Vermont is concentrated in older households. And so as wealthy baby boomers pass on and leave those assets to their heirs, there's every reason to believe that estate tax in receipts in Vermont will continue to increase. Vermont is one of only 12 states with a state-level estate tax. We're also one of the oldest states in the country. And economists that I spoke with say those features put Vermont in a particularly strong position to generate more revenue from estate taxes.
Oh, a couple more questions for you, Pete. What are lawmakers planning to do with all that extra revenue? And then are they considering like any changes to bring in even more?
So Vermont has a pre-existing law that says all estate tax receipts above a certain amount are to be deposited into the state's higher education trust fund. And that fund is used to subsidize tuition for Vermont students that are attending state colleges and universities. That means that the fund is getting more than $27 million this year as a result. Lawmakers I've spoken with said that law that allocates those excess receipts to the higher ed trust fund was written at a time when the prospect of a windfall of this size seemed implausible. And now that folks are beginning to realize what a potential cash cow this revenue stream is, there may be an inclination to reconsider where that money is going. There's also an appetite to revisit the estate tax code more generally to see if there are reforms that might maximize the revenue potential. The issue of wealth inequality is a top concern for many Democratic lawmakers, and they say this great wealth transfer that's about to take place presents a real opportunity to use tax policy to close the wealth gap.
That's Vermont Public's Peter Hirschfeld. Thanks so much, Pete.
Yeah, thank you, Mary.
And you can check out that full story and all the coverage from our Capital Bureau at vermontpublic.org.